take all game five of the NLDS between the Dodgers and the Nationals. Nats fans hoping to see a Washington-based team win a postseason series for the first time since 1924. The Dodgers hoping that drought will endure. Let's pick it up bottom two. Nats have a threat against Dodgers starter Rich Hill. 2 men aboard for Danny Espinosa.
Lined into right field for a base hit. Drops in front of Reddick. On his way home is Murphy. The throw to the plate, and he is safe. He avoided the tag, came in standing up. The Nationals take a 1-0 lead.
3 singles to right field here in the fifth inning. First 3 hits of the game for the Dodgers. Bases loaded. The 2-2 from Scherzer.
Swung on and missed strike three.
There's the changeup.
First pitch to Utley, up the middle. And Utley is retired.
Terrific play. Dodgers threaten, fail to score. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Worth a short lead at first. 2 out, bottom of the sixth. And the pitch.
The 1-1, and Zimmerman rips one into the left field corner. Worth around third. Throw to the plate is in time. Worth tagged out to end the inning. Nationals lead 1-0 as Jock Peterson leads off. Max Scherzer pitching into the seventh. Peterson, deep left field. It is gone into the Dodger bullpen. We are tied at 1.
Peterson, who hit 25 home runs during the regular season, has evened the score at 1. Scherzer's night is done. Nationals are about to make a pitching change.
Sammy Solis, the fourth pitcher of the inning. The 2-2 from Solis. Base hit off the glove of Rendon. Barnes around third, heading home. He will score, and the Dodgers take a 2-1 lead.
Now Justin Turner is the hitter. Turner is 0-2.
Center field off the bat of Justin Turner. Trey Turner back on the track. It is off the wall. Kendrick scores. Here comes Ruiz. Justin Turner in at third. He drives in a pair. The Dodgers now lead 4-1. Carlos Ruiz putting down the signs for Grant Dayton. The 0-2, and Eisen with a drive. Deep left field, back on the track. Kendrick, it is gone! The active leader in pinch hit home runs during the regular season pulls the Washington Nationals to within a run.
And your eyes are not deceiving you. That is Kenley Jensen.
Bases loaded.
Swung on and missed strike three. That ends the inning and douses the fire.
Kershaw in the Dodger pen. Harper goes. Payoff pitch from Jansen. Low and away. Ball four. And here comes Dave Roberts. He calls to the bullpen for Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw, the sixth Dodger pitcher of the night. 2 on, 1 out. The 1-0 to Murphy. And he pops it up to the right side. Culberson, 2 out.
This is a game that's going to be remembered for a very long time. Kershaw on 1-2. The pitch to Defoe. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Dropped by Ruiz. Throws to first. And the Dodgers are going to Chicago as Clayton Kershaw, in his first relief appearance in 7 years, records the save. The Dodgers come from behind and beat the Nationals 4-3 to win the National League Division Series 3-2.
It's the first career save for Clayton Kershaw as the LA Dodgers advance to the NLCS for the first time since 2013 after a 4-3 victory over the Nationals in the longest 9-inning postseason game in baseball history at 4 hours and 32 minutes. Nats skipper Dusty Baker has now lost 9 consecutive potential series-clinching games in the postseason, dating back to 2003 as the manager of the Cubs. On an otherwise quiet offensive night, all it took was one big inning for the Dodger bats to eventually send them to the NLCS. The Dodgers were held off the scoreboard for 8 of the 9 innings in Game 5. It did not matter. All it took for them, a huge 7th inning, to send them to the NLCS. Matt Wehmeyer alongside Jeff Nelson and Nelly. Let's rewind a little bit. The 6th inning ends as Jason Wirth is cut down at home. That momentum carries over into the first pitch of the 7th inning.
The very first pitch, Scherzer's pitching on emotion. And next thing you know, Peterson, it was a good fastball down and away, an opposite field home run to tie the game at 1-1. And then another big hit by Ruiz, a go-ahead RBI single, and then the backbreaker for the Nats when Turner hits a triple with 2 RBIs, you know, with the go-ahead, wound up being the difference in the game. You know, you use 6 pitchers, including Scherzer. We've seen this before. The Giants-Cubs game, try to close it out. You know, the Giants go through multiple pitchers in that last inning, and then in the seventh inning, the Nationals try to do the same thing, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, like you said, a whopping six pitchers, including Max Scherzer, used by Dusty Baker in that seventh inning. And Nelly, for all the mixing and matching that Dusty did in that seventh, is there anything that you question?
Well, I mean, the only thing you could, I mean, I know these managers are doing everything they can to try to get out. Somebody has to throw the ball over the plate and try to get an out. Maybe Scherzer is close to 100 pitches. He just gave up that one home run. It wasn't a bad pitch. Maybe you go back and you think about, okay, maybe I leave him in a little bit longer. He's my money guy. He's been outstanding through the first six innings. He just made that one mistake, and maybe he could have gone a little bit more. Maybe that's the only thing. I know you're trying to get outs, and you're trying to do anything you can. It just didn't work out for the Nationals.
The Dodgers advance to the NLCS for the first time since 2013. Awaiting them, the Chicago Cubs.
Nelly, the Dodgers certainly emptied the tank in Game 5 to get to this point. What do you project will be the keys to victory for L.A.?
Well, for the Dodgers, the keys for them to try to beat the Cubs, you have to pitch. You look at Game 5, where's your middle relief? You can't go to Jansen in the seventh inning, so you got to leave Jansen at the end of the game. Also, Kershaw's not going to be able to come in relief either, so your starters will have to go deeper into the game, try to eliminate some of the middle relief, but you have to pitch against a tough Cubs team.
And the Cubs, on the other hand, they're very well rested after eliminating the Giants in four games. They're certainly the favorite, the number one seed. They've got home field. What do you project are going to be their keys to victory?
Well, you know, they got past the toughest round of five games, and this is what's scary. You have a complete team. Joe Maddon, one of the best managers in the game. They don't have any holes. They have a solid lineup, 1 through 9. Guys coming off the bench that can play every position and also hit. So that's scary if you're the Dodgers. And plus, your rotation is a lot better. You have four solid guys, and I think that's one of the key roles. These guys will go deep in the game, keep it close, and then you have a very tough lineup with a lot of power.
In just his rookie season as a Major League manager, Dave Roberts has the Dodgers 4 wins away from their first World Series since 1988.
At what point, Dave, did you envision getting outs in the ninth inning from Kershaw? Because this afternoon you're pretty adamant about not doing that.
I was, and that was the plan going in. But Clayton came to me in the seventh and said, you know, just understanding that Kenley was pitching from the seventh inning on, and said that he had an inning if I needed it. So at that point in time, I talked to the training staff and, got the okay. And so, I just felt that Kenley was going to go out there and give us everything he had. And, for that Murphy at bat, I wanted Clayton. And so I felt good about it.
Under what circumstance would Kenley have been allowed to finish? You just didn't allow any runners?
No. Yeah, if he wouldn't have allowed any runners. But I think for me is I just set the groundwork for Clayton. If it got to Murphy, he was going to get Murphy. It's all about the players. You know, the players just giving me, the coaches, an opportunity to, try to navigate. And I think that with players to buy in and trust that we're doing the right things, that's first and foremost. But, you know, these are conversations that me, the front office, we have daily about just kind of forward thinking, being open-minded to how you can use guys in certain roles. And today was, prime example. You know, there's so many guys that really played a huge role, and obviously Kenley throwing more than he's ever thrown. And so, just up and down the line, and obviously Clayton to come back on 2 days to still go out there and finish an inning, and Chooch coming up the big hit. So you can go on and on, but I think for us, honestly, that's kind of been the MO of our ball club all year long.
Kenley Jansen did some big-time heavy lifting in Game 5 with 2 1/3 innings of relief. Here he is on the Dodgers' NLDS victory.
You know, I just tried to get everything I got. I just tried to focus and can't worry about the ninth inning, what's going to happen. You know, just gotta take care of that moment right there in the seventh. That, sometimes that's one of the most important inning, and, you know, against one of the two best hitters in the game, you know, Jason Ward being the postseason guy for so long, you know. Bryce Harper, you know, a lot of respect for him, one of the best here in the game. So just got to go out there and compete against those guys and get all I have and try to help my team win.
By recording the final two outs of the bottom of the ninth, Clayton Kershaw picked up his first career save and could not have picked a better time to do so.
Yeah, I didn't envision Kenley coming in the seventh. You know, I obviously, in these type of situations, you know, I think Kenley for 5, maybe 6 outs, you know, and the situation called for it. We needed to get out of that inning in the seventh, and you can't say enough about Kenley, you know, what he's done this whole season, and then what he did tonight. You know, I think he threw, 50 pitches or something like that. And, you know, you just, if he's going to do that, then, and JT's going to do what he's going to do, it's just the nature of our team. You know, we just want to pick each other up. And, you know, I wanted to be out there tonight, and, I'm glad it worked out that way, but no, I didn't see it working out that way, for sure.
After they were blanked in the first six innings by Max Scherzer in Game 5, Jock Peterson turned things around for the Dodgers by taking Scherzer's first pitch of the inning into the seats.
Kind of lost for words right now, but yeah, I mean, the Washington played great. You know, they fought us to the end, and it just shows what type of team we are. We stuck together. We believed in each other. We came back. You know, tip your cap to Kenley, you know. Go out there for a three-inning save, and he kept us in this game.
Justin Turner batted 400 in the five-game NLDS, and he came through huge in the seventh inning with a two-run triple.
I knew I hit it good. I saw Turner on his horse running back, and I was just thinking, no way he's going to catch it. And then it hits off the wall and kicks away from him, and I was just running as fast as I can, which isn't very fast, so glad I got to third. He's our guy. He's our horse. And for him to want to take the ball and go down there and slam the door, just can't say enough about the guy. He's unbelievable.
Yasiel Puig was used only sparingly in the five-game NLDS, but he was just as thrilled as anybody else as the Dodgers advanced to the NLCS against the Cubs.
Yes, that was the best series for the moment. The next coming is with Chicago, good team, and my team. And my team is be ready for Chicago, and I want to be ready in the seventh inning, the sixth inning when the team need me, or with the lefties, with opening with the lefty right now in Chicago, or whatever time he need me, I be ready for that moment and giving the best I can in the game.
Though he did not get the victory, Rich Hill can take pride in being the starting pitcher in Game 5 of the NLDS, a victory over the Nationals.
You know, you got to tip your hat to the Washington Nationals. That was a hell of a team. And such an evenly matched series. Max pitched a hell of a game tonight. And, you know, it's just like Dave said before we started spraying champagne, this is a microcosm of the season. And everybody contributed and persevered, and it was great to see. Just enjoy the moment here tonight, and look forward to going to Chicago tomorrow.